Welcome back to Not My Bag. I'm Lisa Baggs and I'm going to be co-hosting on the podcast. And it's
with
official,
me.
So I'm going to be changing this side of the set because it's not very, you know, very me, it's not very girly. So Joe, you better get your wallet out, sunshine, because I ain't doing it if that's like that. Yeah.
Thank you for that wonderful introduction.
That's all right, darling. That's all right.
A pleasure.
Congratulations.
As co-host, mum, who is with us this week?
We have got my two favourite Essex girls. We have Millie and Chloe. Well, you do live in Essex, don't you?
Yeah.
Come on.
She counts as one now.
Yes, you're an honorary.
I claim
one member, Essex girl.
Thank you. I'll take that from Lee.
Yes.
We were just before the cameras are rolling, we were telling mum to not self-deprecate this episode. And Chloe said, don't confuse that with self-defecation.
I did say that, yeah.
So that's rule number one, mum. Yeah, do not yourself on this.
I'll try not to. After all the wine and everything we had yesterday, I'll try not to. Hence why the glasses are on.
She's very hungover, aren't you?
Oh, well, no, I just feel a bit delicate.
Yeah.
Had a very, very busy weekend.
Oh, bless
out with
you.
My friends all day Saturday, come home, did a homemade apple crumble.
Oh, stop
and then
it.
Did cauliflower cheese. And then forgot I told Joe, told him again yesterday morning, but mum, you told me last night.
I got a text. I've made an apple crumble and cauliflower cheese, as Kane like them. I said, yeah, love them. The next morning I get a text, oh my God, guess what? I've made an apple crumble and cauliflower cheese. Does Kane like them? I went, she was blasted.
We went to a lovely little restaurant near where I live with all my friends. We don't get together very often.
Was this yesterday?
No, Saturday.
Oh, Saturday. Oh,
she's a busy lady. I told you guys. I said she's busy.
And Dad went to me in the car. You're not very drunk, are you? Went, I can't fucking afford to get drunk in there. I see it's too expensive. So we came home and usually I would go and fill up my wine glass, but I was so tired I kept going to him, go and fill me up. So I don't know how much wine I've had.
Oh.
So I woke up this morning thinking, oh my God, I've got everyone coming today.
How were both of your weekends? Did you get up to much? As much as mum?
No, we did literally, I'm kind of
we didn't even get drunk this weekend, which is very odd for us.
Yeah.
Hey, Dolly snoring.
Oh, Dolly. Oh,
I'm boring the fuck out of her already. Poor girl, poor girl.
Can you not hear her? Dad's just probably gone to her, stop it.
Yes.
Dad's like his fingers up her nose. Santa baby, the season for a fresh cut is finally here with today's sponsor, Manscaped. The leaders in below the waist grooming have launched their fifth generation performance package. This will help you avoid another silent night in the bedroom this year. Take care of your special snowflake with the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra and watch your South Pole shine like never before. Manscaped is a one-stop shop for all of your holiday needs. They have the perfect gift in the Performance Package 5.0, which is the ultimate stocking stuffer. What could be a better gift than giving some good hygiene and some laughs? Starting with the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra, this is the crown jewel of holiday gifts and, dare I say, the best ball trimmer of all time. The electric razor's advanced skin-safe technology helps from any nicks and cuts on Santa's sack. But the fun doesn't stop there. Anybody in the family have too much scruff? Look no further than Manscaped's Beard Hedger Pro Kit and Handyman Electric Shaver for all of his face beard needs. Dad has nasty nose hairs? Well, save the day with the Weed Whacker 2.0 Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer. Is there boxer game week? Take care of the chestnuts with Manscaped's Boxers 2.0, which keep everything down there cool, calm, and collected. Have their nails seen better days? Manscaped have you covered with their new Shears 3.0 Nail Grooming Kit. Get the best stocking stuffer of all by going to manscaped.com and using code NOTMYBAG with 2 G's for 20% off and free shipping. That's NOTMYBAG with 2 G's for 20% off and free shipping. Mrs. Claus will thank you, and thank you to Manscaped for sponsoring this episode of our podcast. Say ho, ho, ho to a well-groomed mistletoe with Manscaped. Oh, so
I've had a wine.
As you do when you're with Lisa Baggs.
No, it'd be weird if I didn't.
Yeah, exactly.
So what have you guys been up to? What's the tea? Anything happened last week?
I like the side eye there, Kate.
No, yeah. Well, I have such a bad memory. I don't even remember what we did yesterday.
I was with you all last week.
To be fair, we were.
We were together
a lot. Oh, you were doing your shoot?
Yeah.
We did.
We did a shoot at PLT, didn't we?
Our first one.
Our first one.
I can officially call myself an influencer now.
We're Pretty Little Thing Girlies.
Totally fun. What else did you?
We just got smashed on the train home, didn't we?
Oh my God, we got bollocked.
No, that Instagram story you barbed, Joe.
With the old filter.
I got so many and everyone was sending this to me like, haha, did you know he posted this? I was like, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it was funny.
What have you been up to, Millie?
What have I been up to? I've just been Chilling, really.
Working.
You went on a nice date night.
Yeah. Me and obviously I've got a boyfriend, so date nights a lot, should which I is not nice. That's not working as much as Chloe, but
is it a secret to boyfriend?
No. It's literally on Instagram.
Oh, fine. Oh, I just didn't know.
That was, we were secret for about 6 months. And then
you and
Liam.
Right.
Was he 6 months?
That's a long time to be secret.
I think.
What is this? After you broke up, then you didn't tell anyone that you got back together?
So we'd broken up and then we got back together and we just didn't decide to. We couldn't announce it because we didn't want to.
No,
it feels weird announcing. It's just like.
Did you prefer it secret?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would, I think.
But it's kind of hard. It was hard to do that.
Yeah.
Like it was just because. You as our jobs, we have to plaster everything everywhere.
Yeah.
So at least everyone's surmising him. If you're not pictured with him, it's like, oh, they've split up. Oh, they've.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That.
It's like.
Me and Millie get it and we live together. If I'm like, we post in the same house, the same background, every day I'll get a comment.
Do you not still live together?
Yeah.
No, I don't. I get trapped out.
What's been happening with your love life? Is there anything special going on?
Don't even fucking start.
Yeah, I thought you would have got something off Celebs Go Dating, to be honest with you.
Chloe, you were absolute TV girl.
No,
I'm sorry.
I was
crying. I mean, like, I learned more things about sex watching you on that programme that I didn't even know what hanging was.
Yeah, well, guess what? I don't know.
Didn't even know
I don't know why I spoke about that.
What did your mum say about that?
My mum almost killed me. She was like, you literally are my daughter. Everyone knows you're my daughter. And you're out here talking about pegging. She didn't even know what it was. And then I just had
you really educated a new audience about pegging.
Yeah, I don't peg. I learned it off Lottie Moss.
No, yeah, it was Lottie, wasn't it?
Lottie Moss was doing the pegging. Well, I don't know if she does it. I don't fucking... Fuck! Turn this mic off.
She openly says it.
Yeah.
Did she say that?
She said it on Channel 4, so it must do.
No, my love life is non-existent, doesn't exist.
No dates?
I don't know.
What, none at all?
None.
Oh my God, we need to set you up with someone.
She's quite content being single right now.
We had this conversation last night. I was like, do you know what? I actually really am enjoying being single.
That's good. How is LA?
Oh, so fun. We love
it. We love LA.
Do you?
Was you working at or just went out for a holiday?
Working yeah.
So you went, did you go to that White Fox thing?
Yeah, we were there.
Yeah. How is that? I'm surprised you didn't meet any guys, not you, but trying to meet any guys there.
There was actually some big blokes there as well.
You were shy?
Yeah.
At that party, wasn't there?
There were.
You saw one person, you were like, him.
I waved at him.
And he didn't come over, did he?
I just waved him and he looked at me and I was like, what the fuck am I doing? I've not been
what
in
kind
the
of
game.
A wave was it?
I was like, and then, no!
Like a slutty wave, like a tickle-ish
wave. Yeah, and that fucking jump.
I mean, you were looking for fit, fit.
Yeah, no, it wasn't the time to meet boys. I don't know. No. I don't know if you've ever
it
seen
it. It will happen when it happens, though, when she's least expecting it.
I know, but everyone keeps telling me that, and I'm still out here. I'm not even out here. I'm just in my lounge.
But you will meet someone when you least expect it.
Yeah.
Because if you go looking for it, then it's like it's all the time.
Do you know what I will say? That's because people keep telling me that. Well, you're not looking for it. I'm not looking for it. I don't fucking money. I'm too busy. Like,
I bet you meet someone
now. No, but what I will say is, do you know what? On rotation, maybe every 3 to 4 weeks, all my exes, bar the one that everyone fucking knows about, they all come out the woodworks, Mel?
What, start messaging you?
Yeah, like literally two days ago, on the same day, three of my exes messaged me and I was like,
it's getting colder.
Something's happening.
Yeah,
you know what
they
I mean?
Want the
wind. Like,
the
land's looming quickly.
Well, I do want to go on a date there, though.
I saw you last year.
I know, we are in London, actually, so maybe we could go. I know,
Were you with Millie last year?
Yeah, we did.
That was chaotic, wasn't it?
Wait, fuck. Yes,
it was like a table. It was like Gemma Collins.
Yeah.
And we got up on the table and we were picking up the plants. And
I remember that, yeah. In that Bavarian village.
What, is it Winter Wonderland already?
It's on Thursday,
You're putting your tree up on Saturday.
All right, so you can tree shame as much as you like.
Yeah.
Tree shame?
Yeah, I am. I'm putting it up on Saturday.
Shaming your bush, love. We're shaming your bush.
Mm. No, I think we're going to do the same.
I think we will. We are going to do
But what's wrong with having Christmas prolonged out?
I
love it.
I always want my tree up for my birthday.
When is your birthday?
Mine's the 4th, so we used to do it after.
We're exactly a week.
You would do it after then?
No, before.
Oh, you would do
it. And it's usually in the middle of November, so it's going to be about right.
Yeah.
Sorry?
No, you just said you do it on your birthday. That's why we were confused. You do it before your birthday.
We always do it on Dad's because you know.
Dad's his New Year's Eve.
Yeah, I know. We always
I'm so confused. What are we talking about? Put the tree up
after Christmas.
Oh, I was talking about something else.
You are absolutely revolting. You really are.
Listen, birthdays, Christmas,
you know, Dad, Dad was cooking this pasta and Mum said the other day in the kitchen, she was like, Dad cooked this pasta and it was so good. I said, if you keep cooking it like this, we'll have sex every single day. I felt sick, right?
Oh my
and then
God.
Dad went, yes, that I fucking changed the recipe, didn't I?
Yeah, he did and it worked very nice. I couldn't eat it.
Yeah, well, no wonder.
I just said, okay, well, he's just shot himself in the foot now.
Yeah, no sex every day for the next year now.
Oh God, no, I couldn't for now.
No.
Could you have sex once a week?
No.
Oh.
No, not when you get to our age, you don't.
Me fully regretting this question.
I mean, I really want to know.
Do you just think, can't be asked now? Is there a point in your life?
I mean, Terry will know this. It's like another job. And because Terry likes doing it in broad daylight and I've got mirrored wardrobes. So it's like, it's not fun and it's not big and it's not clever because he's really enjoying it. And I'm looking at my stretch marks and thinking, oh my God.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
So he gets a lot more enjoyment out of it than I do.
Right. Well,
sorry, Tel.
I'm actually crying.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's like, you know, but when you get to our age, you've got
no night time.
No one is coming in my bedroom of a night time.
Oh, right. Fine.
In broad daylight.
Broad daylight.
Our poor fucking neighbours.
Oh.
Makes me feel ill.
No, we have to put the telly on. Shut the bathroom window.
Mm. Put a mask over her. Put his hand in her mouth.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
No, we've recently decorated my bedroom so nobody goes on that bed. Let me tell you something now. I've never been a bed person because then it takes me about half an hour to straighten out all my sheets. And,
Can you do it elsewhere in the house? Joe,
got a new carpet.
Christened. Consider it christened. That
aww.
One.
You know what? Hats off to Lisa.
Anyways, what else is on the whiteboard?
I'm quite fascinated. Do people still have sex within their 80s?
No, that's what I wanted to know.
Yeah, I don't know, actually.
Surely not.
Well, at least you know now people have sex in their 50s, so we've cleared that one up, haven't we?
Well, Cassidy's 60, so big up Tell.
Go on, Tell.
Joe looks like he's going to vomit.
I should have auditioned wider than the family for the co-host position. Full regrets right now. Okay, let's move on. Actually, the next segment's called Family Counselling, so that is very apt for today.
Yes.
This is a segment of the podcast where we basically talk about arguments that have happened in our household, compare them and see whose is worse, right?
Right.
You guys live together, we live together.
Yeah.
So we talk about beef we've had amongst each other.
Yeah.
It's quite cathartic to do it. So
What do you mean?
So you guys argued this week, so me and Mum always argue.
We don't argue.
Have you ever had like something happened outside where you've like argued with someone, just some form of like goss, really?
Oh, well, we'll always debrief at the end of a working day and be like,
oh,
this
Have you ever like been like, oh, she hasn't put the toilet seat down?
Or no,
you're
no.
just that you're just relaxed.
So chill.
Are you really tidy girls? Or are you messy?
What do you think?
Oh, are you?
Yeah. But we both don't.
No, but I think now, Mum, and it's tidy. Like, it's just like,
the
it's
cleaner
like organized
that
chaos,
morning.
Like mine is.
Oh, it is organized.
Like, there's
chaos.
Like your rooms, lock like your dressing room is like mine. It's like it's just clothes everywhere.
Yeah, but you know what? Watching Georgie locked in the girls' dressing room table, I'm sorry, that's just giving me, like, I just want to jump in the telly and go, girl, just fucking clear that lot up.
Oh, Lisa, you wouldn't like
no,
her.
Right.
When you used Girls on Love Island, I was like, oh my God, girls, just please.
Yeah, but they gave us four seats and there were 12 girls and one mascara.
Yeah.
Of course, it's
one mascara. Did you share all your makeup?
Sometimes we would do a bit of swapping because you'd run out and then to request another one,
COVID,
it would take a few days.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, so then you'd have to share.
It's not that far from civilization. They can get your mascara in like 3-4
but
days.
They couldn't even find. I feel like a mascara was last on their list. Like,
Lib
and Jack,
I thought you girls had people in to
boat.
Do your hair, nails. I know, because that's what Mel and Abby were telling us. So like, because I asked, because I genuinely thought, oh, because they've always got different colour nails on.
No, there's stick-on boots.
I know, that's what she said.
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
Right, so there's no family beef between you guys. It is plain sailing this week.
That's really nice.
You've already won. What have we argued about this week?
No, I was pissed off with him on Friday because we worked all day on Thursday and I needed Friday to clean the house and just do some wholesome things.
Yeah.
And then he phones me up at 11 o'clock and goes, Mum, I'm going to be about half an hour because I said, I thought you weren't coming back till later. So I've got the Hoover on standby. I'm like, oh, kill me now. It's like this.
Because when I come up, I'm very like, let's make content. Like, I want to do this. I want to do that. Like, I've got this trend. I really want to do that. And she was in
Do you know
hell.
What he does? Do you know what he does? He will go with me. Right, we're going to do something now. And then all of a sudden, oh, I've just got to take this call. I've just got to take
this call. Because I say to mum, right, I'm ready. Oh, like, let's go. She's like, right, just got to go upstairs, brush my teeth, have a vape, come back down, let Dolly out, feed Dolly, make sure, give her 5 minutes, let her poo. Does all this stuff. And then when it gets to the time when we're free and ready, I'll get a call and she'll be like, you're fucking me around.
Do you know what, though? Hats off, because I... Could you get your mum to do content?
I don't get a choice. He says, right, we've got to do this. And then the other day, Joe was saying, oh, do you want to do this thing, that what you did with Joe? So I said, well, what do you mean? I said, but I've done it with him. He went, but you got to do it with me. I went... Okay, well...
I'm nice about it with mum. I'm like, should we do this, should we do that? George is like, frog march her to her room. Like, here's the tripod and the ring. Like, you look like you're a gun to your head when you do the trends of him. I can tell you.
George has got no patience with me. Joe's getting better. George has
I've got loads of patience with me.
No, that's what I said. You're really good. But George is like, for fuck's sake, mum. And I'm like, okay, all right.
I know, but that was prior to... sowing his seed. I feel like he's a lot more chilled now.
Oh, do you think?
Yeah, I feel like he looks
sowing his seed.
Before he went and locked in, I said to him, if you carry on the way you are, that thing's going to drop off. Because he looked ill.
He was just shagging all night.
Yeah, I just said to him, George, you need to just give it a bit of a rest.
Is that what you were like when you lost your virginity?
He was great.
I wasn't that.
And he was like this every morning. I was like, morning, he was like, don't.
He looks gone.
Yeah. Because he's just so much exercise and releasing... Hormones.
He's got no endorphins left.
Mum said he had like a rash. Oh. Yeah, I said to him, you've got a rash on your face. And he looked at me and he went, don't even go there. I went, I'm not saying
a word. What's the rash from?
Oh, we don't know.
Bodily fluids, I assume.
What would he say?
Vagina.
I know.
No, love it. But listen, she's lovely. He's filling his boots and they make a lovely couple. So I'm happy for him.
And he seems more relaxed. She's very uptight over summer, and I think that was sexual frustration. I really do.
Oh, she is lovely. So she's a really nice girl. So welcome to family, Lolly.
Aw, that's nice.
And Kane.
We've got Kane in the house in the background. Yay!
Kane's like, oh my God. Kane sat down and did like a, he sat on the here and he was like, I'm going to do a tell all exclusive. And people have been like seeing him out and being like, oh, when's the podcast episode coming out? And I'm like, what?
Oh, you should do it. It'd be fun. Why not?
No, but I'll have him on. Yeah, but we not for a tell all exclusive.
Well, obviously, I don't want to hear about that. Thank you very much. We should do a podcast that's outside, a Christmas one.
Outside.
Let's all dress up as Father Christmas.
Outside.
Yeah.
Why would we need to do that?
We could grab people off the street.
And say what?
Do you want to come on the
podcast? What, like Vox Pops?
When he said to me on Thursday, we're doing Vox Pops, I went, I don't know.
No, it's just
what
when,
is that?
It's when you're like when interviewing people outside, it's so cold at the minute that like when you're doing it, your hands are like frozen.
I couldn't even feel my feet after Thursday. I was like, oh my God.
But definitely do it on Christmas Day as Father Christmas.
Let's do a Christmas special.
Christmas Day, the outfit
that you wore, the slutty Santa.
Oh, yeah, my nice.
Oh, yeah.
When's that coming out?
That'll be coming out soon. Secret project coming soon.
I'll get you.
Shit, I need to fucking send it to my editor.
What?
Oh, yeah, you do. I did a sale shot with Chloe. Very careful.
I don't know where my camera is. Oh.
Not Chloe.
Oh, no, that was so funny.
Chloe was stop recording, right? No, you was like, we're doing it. And then she'd be like, right, editor, like, cut this out. We'd chat for like 20 minutes. I'd be like, battery's out. I'd be like, yeah, just turn the camera off. Just like, we were going for ages. You were like, yeah, none of that can go in.
Yeah. Like, why?
Millie was sat there with her wine, like,
yeah, that is such a Millie thing.
It was so funny. You were like,
oh, yeah.
Just what is that the thing you did last Friday?
Yeah.
That was funny.
I was steaming when I left.
Don't leave your house.
I know, I demolished that pizza. Fucking hell. I love it around there. I want to move in. It's so much fun.
I want to come around next time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, we should do a decorating the Christmas tree episode.
Oh. She's full of ideas, aren't you, Lee?
I know. She's content queen.
Please shout about her bag. Your eyes gone.
not the conjunctivitis of Love Island's playing back.
No. when Millie drinks, Lucy, like one of our good mates, pointed out the other day that when Millie drinks, like, she gets this twitch in her left eye. Has anyone seen the Katy Perry?
I get it all the time. That's because you're tired. Goes, have you had an eye test?
Millie gets it.
Millie is Katy Perry.
Because I get this, and Terry talks to me, goes to me, and my eyes are going like that. And that's where you're tired. You're overdoing it.
I've overdoing
that's
it.
That's so mummy. That's so like
you're
mumsy.
Overdoing it, Millie.
No, listen, I get at least 8 hours sleep a night.
Oh, I haven't this week. It's been terrible.
Oh, Lise, come round my house.
I think you're shagging too much, mum.
No.
Yeah, on the new carpet.
The old bat's house is allegedly.
Terry's going to go and take me home tonight and go, right, well, you've said it now, so come on.
Yeah. Oh, enough, enough, enough. Enough of that.
What TV show would you do if it came knocking?
And what would you not do?
And what would you not, yeah.
Yeah, it's good question.
I want to learn how to cook and do stuff with food.
I want to do someone's like got something in the pipeline with cooking.
No, I just, well, you have.
No.
Oh, I don't. Oh, no, babe, I want to. You just asked me. Yeah, me, like, no, I've got nothing booked. I want to do like the adventure-y shit I love as well. Yeah, like what? Pushing myself.
Squid you know,
like,
Games.
All that like celebrity. SAS and like,
oh,
all that
get
shit.
Oh, get Joe, I'm sorry.
SAS is not anymore. That was the last one.
But what's it?
Do you know what they should bring back?
The fucking Bear Grylls one.
Oh, Survivor.
I love it. That is savage.
It's so not like me. Like I live a very sheltered, like, you know, life right now in terms of just like staying in, don't I? Like, we're not like sheltered. Yeah. Like, I don't have to explain it. I don't do anything like.
No, he's never been. Yeah. Joe's never been like a jungle boy, as I call him, like going in the jungle, like wanting to forage. I mean,
not
for
many
stuff.
People
I'm trying to
do
work
that
out who is a jungle boy quickly.
Like.
Boy George.
Like,
oh, Pete Wee.
Yeah, he loves all that.
Like,
soldiers.
Lockie from Towie, give me that vibe.
Liam
like.
Is. He would love to do
everything. Yeah, but you know why? Because he's from Wales and that's where my family from. And
yeah.
That's, I was brought up
loves
in
the nature.
Kicking.
Yeah, like, I'm not a natural person. Like, I couldn't forage for anything. Like, I go,
do you know how to make a fire?
No.
No.
Like, my Joe and the Jew.
A lighter.
Yeah.
Chloe, not when you're stuck on a desert island. You don't just get a lighter out.
If you're on TV, they give you a fucking lighter. They give me anything.
Yeah, you think they're going to sit there and watch you try and light for an hour?
So which show would you not do, Chloe? Or you wouldn't do?
Loads. No, not loads.
I mean, I'm talking like the SA. Would you ever do that if they ever brought it back?
If I did SAS, I'd win. Because guess what? I'm an athlete by trade. Guess what? I'm an athlete by trade. I've foraged.
I think you'd be so mean to the people, like the army people.
I'd be bored of it. Shut up.
I'd actually be really good on Celebrity.
I'm a warrior.
What, you would? What about you? What would you not do?
I wouldn't do Celebrity SAS.
No, Lord, I.
No way in a million years would I do that.
Oh my God, Millie, I can see you doing like
the
open
eyes.
Do you know what? Can't dance, so I can't do that. Or Strictly.
Millie, you can dance.
I would do Big Brother.
Yeah, I think I
feel like you're both quite good at self-editing.
What do you
like
mean?
Like, so if, for example, like if you were in a situation where like, I feel like you'd be like, I can't say that.
Yeah.
Ha! Maybe not.
You don't know her then. You don't know her.
What do you mean? I'm confused.
If we film something and then we get it back, we're like, cut, cut, cut. You're like, cut, cut, cut. Things
yeah,
you said.
That's what you're saying I'm good at.
No.
In your head before you speak.
In your head,
could
no, you say it out loud.
No. I say it before I think.
Okay, well, then you'd be awful.
I'm terrible.
I don't know.
I've got no filter whatsoever, so
mum,
I just
mum would be yeah, mum would be both TV gold and also a train wreck at the same time.
The editors would be like,
no,
oh,
you'd be
bleep, bleep,
would
bleep,
not
bleep,
put,
bleep.
We would not put any form of alcohol near you in there. That's like teetotal.
No, to be fair, Big Brother's on ITV. I don't think they can drink that much. Although,
no, they are.
Olivia was steaming last night.
They definitely drink more.
She was steaming, that Olivia.
George has been in locked in for 2 weeks and he can't even have any alcohol in there. I was like, really?
They don't have alcohol.
And that whatever that is in that luxury thing, that bedroom, is non-alcoholic.
Non-alcoholic Prosecco?
Oh, shut up.
No, I'd rather die.
Because they've got a young audience watching it.
Yeah.
Well, it's only YouTube,
No, it's because the audience must be like quite young.
Well, it is. It's like a young version of Big Brother, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
It is.
It's and getting on par views as Big Brother.
Is it?
Yeah Big Brother is in like 1.8 mil.
Yeah,
and then
per episode.
Yeah, crazy. So
1.8 mil.
No, Big Brother on TV gets 1.8 mil.
And they're getting like 1 mil an episode.
And Locked In gets 1.8 mil.
Big Brother this year, or is it doing all right?
Done really
or
well.
Not as well as I think it would have done. Yeah. Because
I don't know.
It's smooth channels, isn't it?
A lot of people I spoke to haven't watched it. So
I've dipped in and out.
You miss
who? I love Davina.
Yeah, I love Davina.
Where AJ is saying? If they do a celebrity
one, Davina should go in the house.
How good would that be?
Wow. That's such a good idea.
She should do that.
If that happens, cut you your 10%.
Oh, we're friends with Davina, so I'd like to go.
Shut the fuck up, do you know Davina?
Yeah, I interviewed her with Joe.
Shut the fuck up.
Your mum, your dad.
Yeah, I've never been more more scared in my life.
Really?
She was. You know what? She came up to me. She put both her arms around me and gave me the best cuddle.
Everyone in the industry says she gives the best cuddle.
I went, oh my God. Then I had a hot flash. She went, right. We need to talk about the menopause. It was hilarious. Oh. But I was so nervous because, you know, we were in the BBC shows and I'm like, holy fuck, I'm like imposter syndrome. Why am I here? He was going to me, Mum, you're fine. Just smile. I was like, Jo, I've lost my legs. They've gone like jelly. It was like really quite daunting. And then I saw her partner, who's a hairdresser. I went, fucking off, I know you could have done my hair. You would have got some stuff in my bag.
No, you were good, though.
But she is lovely. And she is so warm and so welcoming. She was lovely.
She gives the best hug I've ever had in my life.
She just put both her arms. So nice. And just, I was like, she went, don't be nervous. I was like, oh my God. But she knew who I was. She went, Lisa. I went, ha. I was like this under my breath.
She would be so good in Big Brother. Like
she would,
A full circle moment.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
Because you know they
and get Dermot O'Leary in there and all.
No,
get Dermot.
I want to see. Good. I want to see Anton Deck in I'm a Celeb. Like imagine that.
Dermot O'Leary's lovely.
Wouldn't be the same though.
It wouldn't be the same. But like for a special, like they, like when they did All Stars, I thought they should have put Anton Deck in there. We have a new segment of the.
Sorry, there's another camera.
New segment of the podcast is called. Bags, tries, it's basically a bag of things, right?
Mm. Oh, no.
We're going to get a better bag, okay?
No.
There's a bag.
We're going to get a better bag. Tins,
and I got this from the corner shop, and I need you guys blindly to put your hand in, pull something out, and then we're all going to try it.
Okay. Oh, no, I'm not. There's tins in there. It's going to be
so I need...
Funny.
It's a Monday.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a Monday. What difference would it make if it's a Tuesday?
Whack your hand in. In my big bag of tricks. Mm. Okay.
What do I want? Okay. I want this one.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Okay, open your eyes.
Are you fucking serious?
I didn't think...
Wait. We all have to eat
it. We all got to eat it.
No, we don't all have to eat it.
Okay, you've got to eat it then.
I won't make it home if I eat that.
Why? It's good for you,
Anthony,
though.
If we're doing teams, right?
Your team.
You guys have got to eat it and Chloe will do me and... Yeah, okay. We're changing the rules as we go. Okay, right. Here's a spoon.
Think of that. Oh, we've got to do it right now.
Stop it. That's not funny.
I don't know whether I can do that. Do you reckon you can?
I bet you've had worse in your mouth.
Yeah, to be fair.
Lisa bags.
And I stinked, it stinks. Right. I don't think we can.
Yes, we can. Let's do it.
You guys have to prove to understand.
Don't really get rid of the juice. Get rid of the juice. Ooh. Yeah. No.
Give it to me first. She's giving it to me.
For those at home, this is pickled garlic.
Terry, I'm really sorry about this, but I'm going to stink.
Oh my God, yeah, we are.
I was meant to go snogging tonight.
Do you reckon the whole thing at once? Or?
Yeah, I'd say whole thing.
The whole thing. Oh,
Satan.
It's actually not that bad.
It's all right.
God,
Millie,
is
you
that the worst thing
that
in there?
No, there's much worse.
Suck pickle,
you need to be careful about what you pull out because there's something
really
in there that's disgusting.
Yeah, that's actually fine.
Is it right?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't, you know, choose to eat that like day to day, but it's all right.
I don't want another one.
It's actually
really nice.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not. You know what I'm
not.
I
love
it. I won't even make it home now.
I love a pickled onion. It is the same. Oh.
What's going on?
When I had Danny, all I did was eat pickled onions and vinegar.
Okay, well, you passed
don't
that
play
challenge.
This stupid game.
Now it's really me and Chloe.
I take that home with me.
Yeah.
Where's the bad thing?
Lovely, sorry, what? Chewing on
where's
camera.
Where's the bad thing?
Put your hand in.
Close your eyes.
Shut the fuck up. No fucking cheating around here, yeah?
Right.
It's actually lovely. I really love
that. Oh, Josh! Which means I don't like it.
Oh, fine.
No.
This is good news.
Oh, I like sweet corn.
Was cheating. I think repeak.
I fucking closed my eyes and put my hands in there.
Do you know what we could have had?
What?
Mussels.
No.
I'd eat that.
No, don't know.
Olives.
Oh.
Or seafood.
That was the worst one.
You had the worst one.
No, seafood.
We're going to have the sweet corn, though, because...
quite nice.
It wasn't that as bad as I thought it was going to be.
It's going to make me sneeze, though. I'm going to sneeze.
I don't think I can.
Sorry. Bless you.
I think I'm going to... You try that and I'll try this just to see what it's like because I've never tried it before.
Do you need a spoon?
Can I borrow the spoon? No, it's a little prawn.
Yeah, but it's obviously edible, so it might be nice.
I love it.
Fishy Joe. You don't like anything fishy.
Can still go snogging tonight. What about you?
Oh, yeah, we can't.
No.
Unless Tell has one of them.
Do this,
yeah, Terry would love that, actually. He'd probably eat the whole jar.
Oh, fine then.
Go on, Joe. Go on, Joe.
I can do it.
You can do it.
Like, what food?
What's that then? A prawn?
No,
or?
I don't know what this
crab.
Is.
I don't know what that is.
That's crab.
Oh, I might give you food poisoning.
No, he would never. It's in a jar. Why could it poison him?
I don't know.
Unless it's out of date.
Go on, Joe.
Whole thing.
One, yeah. Two, three. Yeah, you one, two, to. Three, four, five.
Celebrity.
Chew it.
Not a fucking camel penis.
No.
Joe.
Oh my gosh.
What a wuss.
Look, three ladies absolutely smashed it.
I had two of them.
Guys, no, put that in your mouth.
No.
Chloe, there you are.
Chloe, go on.
Because hers one was way too easy.
If I get you, Jet, then.
I don't like fish. And I had a really bad one.
No, it's, love it's, that, it's so fishy and warm.
I'm doing
it. Oh, it's so fishy.
Just dab off the excess.
She's chosen the tiniest little prawn.
I'm back in.
It's going to be fine. It's a little bit of prawn.
You should have a whole spoonful.
I told you. It's horrible. It's horrible. It's
what's
like,
it in brine?
It's like waxy.
Is it in brine? Is it in brine or is it in oil?
It's like what?
It's a seafood salad. Oh, my God. Don't be sick, please.
It's horrible, isn't it? It's like wool filler.
Marinated in seasoned sunflower oil.
You've got
yeah,
now.
It's in oil.
You're going.
No, it ain't my go. I've passed
my go.
We've done it.
My mouth smells like a vagina.
Do you know what that smells like then, Clo?
Yeah, I love
have
it.
Have you ever been near a vagina?
No.
No.
Have you?
No.
Oh.
No. Dolly's having a drink. Talking to vaginas. She's
yeah.
A little
bit slurpy puss over there. Jesus Christ. Okay, so we equalised. That's good. Not that we were playing a game that needed to be.
Can I take them home with me? They're really nice.
I think we got an extra point.
Fuck off.
I'll get another extra point if that's the case.
Go on, Eddie.
Because we're not doing points.
We are doing points.
You know what that is? It's because it's in oil. That's why that's tasting right.
It's like, I can't describe. Do you want some?
No, thank you.
Let me smell your breath. Oh my God, no, that smelled mine. Because I've just got it.
Oh, I just realised there's my spit in that bag.
Oh, there's no fresh air in this gaff.
We need air conditioning.
Oh, enough for that vinegar. I know you are.
No, there's literally no air in it.
I know you
fuck
guys
all I can smell is
playing this game.
What game?
And I bet you the moment you hear it, you're going to feel like,
what?
Not kiss chase.
No,
not
kiss chase.
Some girl did that to me at school and was like, I've got worms. Like, kiss me. And I was like, that's disgusting.
What?
I know.
What?
She was like, I've got worms. I was in like year five when I just moved to
Dunmo,
yeah. Anyway, it's called Mr. and Mrs. But, you know, everyone plays it, didn't they? But I thought it'd be fun
that's
to play.
I like playing that game.
Fine.
That's good.
Okay.
No self-deprecation.
No self-deprecating.
My breath actually stinks.
Right, so guys, who is going to be the red flag? Who's going to be the green flag?
Millie can be red. She's horrible.
Okay, that means Chloe, you're the green flag. So we're going to ask you some questions.
Okay.
No, guys, I mean, you've got to both hold them, and then it's like Mr. and Mrs., isn't it?
Oh,
and
right.
Then, sorry. That was a bad explanation
we've
there.
We've got the wrong stick.
Let me just grab
I'm
these.
I'm going to put my microphone up here so I can.
Good idea. Right. Where art thou? Questions. Okay.
Please, steaming.
Right.
Chloe, you're lightweight, aren't you?
Yeah,
she's lightweight.
Christ, I'll just get you a can when you come round to mine.
Right.
I can handle it.
Yeah, so can I.
Are we ready for the number one?
What were you saying? I can handle it.
Can you handle it? Sorry, Joe.
You're being a very disruptive co-host.
I'm having a good time with my girls.
I know you are, and I'm not shitting on that. I've just got a question to ask.
Go on then.
Who thinks they're a gourmet chef but can burn water? So that's Millie.
Yeah, it's me.
Are you really concentrating on this?
You can't cook, Millie?
Not really, no.
How's Liam feel about that?
Who's Liam?
Liam? Does he?
I'm joking.
Liam is the chef.
Is there anything that man can't do?
He can do everything.
Oh.
I love it. I love it.
Next one. Who thinks they're a fashion icon, but everyone thinks they're a walking fashion disaster?
Oh.
No one. That's fucking rude. Cool.
We're both fashion icons. Don't say that. We're not voting for that one.
We're in different like lanes. Like, I'm a street girl. And Millie is a fashion girl.
Okay, right. Who takes longest to get ready? Millie.
I don't know why I'm literally going like this.
Yeah, because you do those blow dries.
You do it.
Yeah.
You imagine it's Liam. who thinks they're a stand-up comedian, but as everyone else... Oh, wait. Who thinks they're a stand-up comedian?
Me.
Yeah.
She I is am a fucking funny. She's fucking funny.
She doesn't even have to open her mouth and she's funny.
Yeah.
Oh. Mom, are you... Sorry, Mal.
Lisa, that's a bit offensive.
Oh, no, do you know what I mean? She's just got funny vibes.
Mom's like, you look funny. Here
no,
you go.
No, I'll she's just got funny bones.
Yeah.
You've got funny bones, Chloe.
Who overreacts the most?
Yeah.
Chloe. Like, I would never think.
Yeah, all right then, Joe.
Who thinks they're amazing at karaoke?
Oh!
It's me.
What's your go-to karaoke song?
Adele. What's the one? I Drink Wine.
Oh, I like that one.
Do it now. I don't know that song. I Drink Wine. Sing it.
I'm really bad at my memory. I can't remember how it goes right now.
That's the one, Chloe. Yeah, I remember that. I remember that. Mum, like what's your go-to karaoke song?
Oh, it's got to be George Michael, isn't it?
Which
I'm
one?
Your man, or like...
Do it now.
Or, baby, I'm your man.
Yeah.
Don't you know
she
that,
won't stop
baby?
Now.
Yeah, it's that.
No, she won't stop.
Anything to do with George Michael,
okay.
It is, 100%.
Who is the biggest stalker?
Oh!
Without a shadow of a doubt, mama.
I'm teaching Millie my ways.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, I know I can go to her if I need some investigations.
Oh, really? Oh you really could like that?
Give me 10 minutes, I'll fucking find it.
Oh, really?
Give me 10 minutes.
Mum needs that.
I'll find it. Don't you worry about it.
She will find out where they live, what they've done the past week, who they were with.
That is amazing. That's a really good quality to have.
Yeah, she's really good.
Good.
Who is the master of excuses for avoiding things?
What are
you're
things?
Quite good at lying, so...
Yeah, but you don't go to things.
Yeah, I also make excuses, so... you're good at lying, but I'm the one that makes excuses.
Okay. Oh, is it really?
Yeah, I don't like socialising that much.
This one seems loaded, but genuinely, like, it's, I didn't write this. Who's more likely to get chatted up?
Oh.
Both of you.
Me. No, both Millie, wherever we fucking go...
I'm single, so that's a bit silly.
But wherever we go, people fancy Millie Cole.
They don't. They don't. She's lying.
They do.
She's self-defecating.
She's self-defecating again. She's self-defecating. And who is more likely to get a drink thrown at them?
Oh, okay.
If that isn't Chloe Morrow.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, she punch her and knock her out.
Yes.
Well, I wasn't keeping scores, but I feel like you guys know each other quite well.
Yeah, you do.
Do you think like when you both meet, like, well, I know obviously you're with Liam,
oh,
but
go on, like, I'm single.
No, but like when you,
Chloe, when
you like get married and stuff and have kids and that, do you think you're going to be like live next to each other and all that vibe?
I don't know. It depends how much clout she's got.
Well, it won't be a lot because I'm looking for it. I'm looking for a private life.
You can't win Love Island twice.
No.
Twice.
So what does that mean then? Because you said you want to stay in Essex, so that means we will be close to each other forever.
Yeah.
But I could go Southend, you could go like Enfield.
Southend.
Enfield.
Yeah.
Chloe, right. Enfield's not in, that's North London.
Yeah, and I'm not from Essex, Lisa. Everyone knows that.
Come to Dunmo. Come and live near me.
Let's do one with you and Joe.
Yeah.
Right, come on. What's our questions?
Right.
Okay, ready. 1, 2, 3. Don't think about it. Just do it. Who's funniest?
You're green.
What flag shall you be?
Mum's green, green, I'm red.
I'm green.
You're green. Yeah. Red.
She's put herself up.
Yeah, so's he.
No, mum's green.
Mum up. Yeah, green. So I'm funniest,
yeah.
Who is the most annoying?
Mum, you don't retain information.
I know, it's called menopause.
You're a sieve, you're
it's,
a human
yeah,
sieve.
Yeah, it's called, oh. It goes in one ear and out the other.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Who is always late?
Oh, no, we're not. Actually,
you're
we're
quite punctual.
No, we're both very punctual. I've always brought you up to be punctual.
You were late to the shoot the other day, though.
Okay.
Excuse me. 2.5 hours in a fucking cab
you were still
to
late.
Get me there.
You were still late.
Well, it's not my fault. Oh, it's the bloke.
The traffic and cab.
He didn't say one word to me the whole journey.
Oh, why?
I love that.
And honestly, I was like, oh, my God. And went to take the chargers, plug my phone, and he went. And I thought, oh, God, he's going to eat me. He's going to pull over and eat me.
I feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, very uncomfortable.
I don't like that.
I feel uncomfortable.
I've always brought you up to be punctual because to me, lateness.
Important, yeah.
Yeah, it's okay every now and again, but not all the time.
Yeah.
That's rude. Agreed.
Bad reputation.
Yeah.
Who takes the longest to get ready?
Oh,
yeah.
I knew that was going to be the answer.
Kane says that like he makes me go to the shower first because I take really long.
Yeah. What's your name, Whitney?
What? How long does he take?
What's your name, Whitney? That's what I mean when you get on so well.
An hour. Of an hour every time. Joe, what are you doing?
He doesn't even wear makeup. He creams the fringe. He forgot his facial like creams the other day. Joe, didn't you? You forgot all your toiletries. So he's in my bathroom. And I thought, right, okay, he's in my bathroom. He's going to be 5 minutes.
I'm doing this with my bob.
20 minutes later, he's serums. He's got this. I was like, fucking hell.
Right, who is the diva? Biggest diva?
I just think that, no, do you know what, right? I've never had like diva meltdowns. I've never had a go at anyone. I'm not rude to people.
Joe, remember.
I mean, are you actually serious?
What do you mean?
You've never had a meltdown? Oh my good God.
When?
Harry?
When?
You have had some proper fucking meltdowns.
When?
It's daily.
Yeah.
Oh, do you have meltdowns?
He does.
I had one this morning, yeah.
Yeah, he does.
What about?
I can't say on camera.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know.
Joe is never afraid to get things off his chest. He will just go, right, and he'll phone me.
I don't think.
Get it all out.
I'm just very direct and I'll just say things like matter of fact. And Mum's like, that would hurt someone's feeling. And I'm like, I know, but.
Who's the biggest slag?
Oh, yeah, considering you're... I said you. No, I'm green. And you're shagging on
no,
the...
No, you're red.
Yeah, you're red, babe.
You're red.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Green.
No.
You're shagging on the bloody new carpets.
No, we're not yet, we're not. He thinks he's in with it tonight, bless him. Tell, sorry.
Who's the best at cooking?
Good one, that one, Millie.
Mum, oh, I can't cook.
You can't cook.
I can't cook very well.
I deliver all the time.
I can't cook very well, but I do try.
At least I can imagine you cook very well. I think you're self-deprecating again.
Stop the self-deprecating.
What's your best dinner you can make?
Roast. Roast chicken, gammon. I don't really...
Gammon!
I don't like. Mind you, yes, this gammon was a bit shit.
The worst is when you do that tumble pie.
No, do you know what happened tonight?
What's
you know what we started doing now? Because you boys are not here. We cooked our chilli last week and we put two in a pot.
We had chilli last week.
We're having it tonight when we get home. Got it out of the freezer. Doritos. Bit of lovely parmesan cheese on the top.
Doritos.
And I'm having a spud in mine and Terry's having rice. Get in, Lisa.
You're having a what?
I'm having a jacket potato.
Oh, jacket potato.
We had it last night with sweet potato.
I just don't know. Some of your food is really lovely and some of it's just a bit of a...
What is wrong with you and George? You can't have anything mixing like a chicken stew. Like we did the most
lovely. I was going to Australia.
Indefinitely.
What?
I didn't know when I was coming back. I was travelling.
All right.
And I said to Mum, can you just cook me like a really lovely homely meal before I go?
Yeah.
I turn up, she cooks me fucking chicken casserole, which if you knew me, is like my worst nightmare.
Wasn't the best
like,
one.
Fucking, I would love that.
I cried.
It was like Jamie Oliver's, even though it was like tin tomatoes in there. It was garlic, celery, carrots. I said, you won't have a meal like this until you come home.
Exactly.
And he sat there and he literally went to me.
Deliberately, he wouldn't have a meal like this.
I went, and I was really upset. I went, Joe, I just thought he went, no, you're fucking disgusting.
But you knew that I didn't like that.
Oh.
You know it didn't like
that. That's out of order.
But the tumble pie, actually, mum and dad always
what
said to me.
What is tumble meat pie? It's lovely.
Mum always said to me.
What is that?
Joe can't have mince and potato in the same on the same plate. So this tumbled mince pie is new potatoes. You
so
can
no
crush
shepherd's
up.
Pie.
It's, like, it's a bit
that.
Like the spaghetti bolognese base.
Guys, I
you
don't
put
like
potatoes
mince.
On the top, put it in the oven.
I don't
cheese
really...
on it, crisps
that's
on the top.
Banging. Pie.
Yeah, and he fucking hates it.
It's, I just don't like mince.
Why?
Mince is horrible.
And were you mince enough like in your life, you should like mince.
You're fucking rude.
True though,
you're
isn't
rude.
It?
That was a good one.
But like, so mum always said to me, like, I know I'm saying I don't like mince, but I do like a lasagna, right?
No, you like my homemade burgers.
Said, wait, let me finish, right? So I said-
Let him cook.
Let him cook. So I said to mum, she was like, you need to cook more. You, like, why don't you cook for the family? So I made a lasagna and I spent hours and hours
took,
cooking
listen,
lasagna.
Listen, girls, it took about five hours. I really tried.
And the following day, she was like, bechamel sauce in your lasagna was a bit flowery.
No,
I thought you
just,
absolute bitch.
It was lovely. However, you could taste the flour in the sauce. So it's not supposed to be...
I can't win.
You made it from scratch.
She would just lie for everything from scratch.
That's hardcore.
Yeah.
You could have just lied.
Hardcore. I didn't want to lie. I'd rather you know the truth. Yeah. You don't hold back when you're giving me the truth.
What is that? Something criticism.
The family constructive criticism.
It is.
The family counselling segment was like three
I'm
segments
waiting
ago,
for
man.
Joe to invite me to his flat and then cook me a nice roast dinner.
Well, keep waiting.
Oh. Have you ever cooked a roast?
No.
No.
I haven't. Have you?
I have.
Yeah.
I love it. It's my favourite meal because I know exactly how it's all got to go.
All the timings.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, yeah. No, it. Fine.
I just can't deal with the timings. I can't even cook a fry up. It's just too much for me.
I
could do that.
Fry up.
Yeah,
do you know what though? I will say a fry up can be a bit complicated with the bacon and the hash brown.
You know that guy that hits the beans up in the tin?
The eggs. Yeah, it's a bit much. Let me tell you that now. Joseph, Giuseppe, I am not cooking in that house we're staying at Christmas every morning.
We're leaving this conversation
no
for now because I will
you
get
literally
you.
Are
I will
doing
get
that.
You.
I've already told you. I told you twice.
Right, any more Mr. and Mrs. or you're all out?
I'm all
I'm glad because I was about to come over there and...
I think we caused a bit of a row there.
No, it's fine. We love each
but
other.
We love each other.
Yeah.
We love each other. We always say that. Yeah, but we love each other.
We do. And we make up. Me and Joe never ever not talk for very long. And then we're all like, here, say mum. And I go,
what's the biggest argument that you've ever had?
Wait, no. Actually, no. What's the longest time you've gone without speaking to each other?
2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yes.
Christmas.
Christmas plans. What are you guys doing this year?
You know, we're in the middle of debating, aren't we?
They're coming to us.
Yeah. Well, not far off.
Oh, my God.
Well, not Christmas, New Year's. We're like in the midst.
Right.
I'll come to our house.
Well, no. I'm thinking of fucking off for like 5 weeks traveling.
Thailand.
No, Australia, Fiji, Bali.
Oh my God.
I think Millie's going to come and meet me.
I'm going to come meet. That's what I want to do. Meet
amazing.
You in Australia. I'm spending Christmas in Wales.
Aww.
And then I'll go and see Dad and my mum's coming to Wales actually with me. And then that's Australia.
Cute. Oh yeah. My God.
You're thinking of just going.
Hot girl winter.
Hot girl.
Like, you know what? Go winter. While you can because otherwise life gets in the way and you won't end up doing it.
That's what I was thinking. Like, if I don't go now, when am I going to go?
And we're getting older now.
Yeah. How old are you now?
28.
How old are you, Chloe?
28, babe.
Oh my God. You look about 21.
Right. Fucking someone get that tattooed on me.
You both look so... But listen, if you don't do it now, let me tell you, life gets in the way and you won't do it.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
No, you're right.
So when Joe went, I was devastated. I said, I don't want you to go, but do you know what?
Have you been? Oh,
you don't want them from me. I just went to West Coast, which is boring. You want to go like East Coast.
Yeah.
I was gonna come back and then go back out there. And then, you know, like when you just end up
life
just getting
in
back
the
into...
Way. Yeah.
Like, when you come back, you're like, right, I need a car, I need this, I need that. And then all of a sudden, you're like, you never do it
There's
again.
There's always
when I was like 20. So you're best off doing it.
Wow.
When you can do it nicely as well.
No, we're going to do it. In January, we'll be in Australia.
Oh, 100%. Like, we're going to
Because if you don't do it now,
Australia.
What happens is you'll end up settling down. You'll end up, you know, the home.
Settling down with my boyfriend
that
I love so much. Can't wait to settle down.
Yeah. You might meet someone on your travels.
I'm thinking about flying on the 28th and doing Bali.
Oh, no.
And do that.
Don't drink the tap water.
Don't get Bali belly.
I'm going to get Bali belly this immunity.
You have to brush your teeth with a bottle of water.
Yeah.
That's literally how I got.
We should have done that in South Africa. Chloe did it.
Oh my God, yeah.
I was doing it and Chloe did it.
South Happy Belly.
Do you want a medal?
Yeah, give me one.
You're the winner.
Okay.
But yeah, that sounds really nice.
What are you guys doing? What's your Christmas plan?
We're having Christmas at home, and then it's Dad's 60th on New Year's Eve, so we're going to take a little
happy
house
birthday
somewhere. Going to like a, we've hired out like this house in the countryside.
Oh, no, let's correct this. Sorry. Joe and George have paid for this most amazing house for their dad for his 60th birthday.
Amazing.
Yeah, and it's beautiful, and we can't wait to go. Although Dad's really concerned with the car. I said, is there going to be a supermarket? He went, I'm going to have to go and drive down there and make sure. God, I'll stop.
Dad's scoping out the area before we go.
Where is it?
In the middle of Sussex.
It's near like Brighton.
Oh, nice.
Right?
Lovely. Yeah.
I just said, just take loads of food, loads of drink, and come
back.
Yeah,
why can't you do this big shop before you go?
Mum and Dad are very old and set in their ways, though. They love like routines. So, like, if I'm like, let's just buy a ton of food and see what happens.
I'm 54 in about a month.
Mum's like,
no, we need to plan.
Yeah, like, I need every meal meticulously planned.
Yeah, but I said to you, you and Kane take your stuff. Like, and I'm not talking about, oh, that's all you're going to eat. But if there's anything you particularly like, take it.
Yeah.
George and Lauren, the same thing.
Yeah.
Danny, like, if there's anything like, you know, you want to eat, and then we'll take.
We don't
eat.
You take the meal.
You guys are panickers.
No,
we're
not. Chloe, we've got a chef coming in on Terry's birthday.
Yeah, we'll be.
Oh, I love that.
New Year's Day, we're going to get that.
Lovely.
And then on New Year's Day, I've booked this really lovely pub, although it's like.
Oh, that's lovely.
For like one course, but anyway, we're going there for New Year's Day,
yeah.
And then we leave.
Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean?
But it is
honestly, you're a nightmare. Guys, thank you so much. Thank you, Chloe and Millie, for coming on
anytime.
And
darling,
you know, it's been amazing.
Thanks for having
us. You're like my sisters at this point.
We
love you,
daughters.
Yeah,
and we'll be doing a roast dinner together very soon. But on that note, thank you so much. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure to like and subscribe. And if you're listening on Spotify, make sure to write us 5 stars. And we will see you next week.
Did you get all
Thank you. Bye. Bye. Bye.